I just want Bill to come up and share a little bit of what he's been doing with this booklet. We sent you to use it, to lose it, and this is the news it.
Like everybody else in the last couple of weeks, I've been encouraged, as we all have been, by John to take away a copy of the Try Praying booklet, to read through it, to use it, and then to find somebody at some stage that we could pass it on to, particularly if we could think of somebody who doesn't have a Christian background and maybe needs to know about what prayer is and the fact, even just the very simple fact, that God loves them and wants to have a relationship with them. So when I was going around my district earlier in the week, I stuck a couple of these booklets in the bag, and I didn't target anybody. I hadn't really thought, well, who could I talk to, and is there somebody in particular? But I did end up at a particular door where the lady was a member and the husband wasn't, and the lady wasn't in. So I spoke to the husband, whom I didn't know. I'd never met him before, just heard about him. And we just passed the time of day, and he then started telling me about some health problems that he'd had. And I found myself then thinking, well, he could get help for that. There was things that doctors couldn't do anything for, and he was going to be stuck with them. He could get help for that. We can pray for people in that kind of situation. And so I just opened that up to him and said, well, that's possible, and wonder what you think about that. And he was kind of just politely non-committal, and we spoke about other things then. And then at the end of the conversation, it just seemed natural to say to him, well, you know, we were talking a wee bit about prayer earlier on, and I've got this booklet we've been using in the church, and maybe you'd find that interesting. And he said, oh, well, I'll have a read of that. So I just gave it to him, and that was that. And I don't know what will happen with it. I hope he will read it, but if he doesn't read it, well, maybe his wife might read it, somebody might read it, comes into the house, or whatever. But really, it's not up to us to determine the results of these things. God's got all that in hand. And I think he also just made the situation easy for me. He just put me into a conversation where it was quite a natural thing to say, here's this book, do you know about that kind of stuff, and would you like to have a read of it? So I had my hopes fulfilled. The hopes were that it would be natural and easy and that it would just happen, and my fears that it wouldn't be and that I'd have to kind of force something were completely dispelled. God makes it easy for us. He does the hard stuff, and we just have to pass on what he wants other people to know about.